Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church, right in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 23rd of August and it's also the 12th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Sarah, I'm the vicar at St John's and it's my great privilege to welcome you to this service. This Sunday we're thinking about grammar, nouns, verbs and adjectives, though in fairness, mainly verbs. It may not sound too interesting, but hopefully it'll be more interesting than you might think. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but members of our community are spread across the world. We hope that you will enjoy being part of St John's community, having time with each other and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. It's good to have you with us. Now, if you choose to put your first names and locations into the comments on YouTube, we'll try to welcome you personally, and your comments will act as a sign of who we are gathering here with today. Now, I get a little indication of how many people are with us live, and yet, despite the fact that we have our normal regular attendance, there isn't a single comment. Now, it may be that there's something slightly odd with the YouTube programme at the moment. So, if you have left us a comment and I have not welcomed you, it's simply because it didn't arrive here. These things happen from time to time, and it happens more often on YouTube than it does on Facebook. Temporarily, our Facebook account has a problem. I've no idea why it is. That's why it's a problem. So we're broadcasting only on YouTube. So if you can't get through, we're terribly sorry. If you haven't tried, perhaps you try. Send us a message. Pop your first name and location in the message and we'll say hello to you. If I don't call your name out, thank you for putting a message in there. And we'll just put it down to the YouTube system. It's a pretty complicated thing getting the messages in real time, but we'll see what we can do. If you can, please do stay with us till the end of the service because we'll have some photos and quite frankly, it's a good thing to do. Now, normally I say, who do we have online here? And of course, there are no messages. I haven't a clue. So welcome to you if you're online. Hello to Ruth and to Janet and to Elsa in Powys, who I know regularly watch on Catch Up. So we never really get a chance to sign in with them here live, but we know because they tell us that they watch afterwards. So hello to you. Hello to you as well if you're frustratedly typing in a message that's clearly not coming my way. Very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. So hello to Gail, Iris, Jane and Jane's friends, to Ivy, to Helen and to Marilyn. Each and every one of you is very welcome. So, in the midst of this world with its difficulties and its joys, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let us take a moment or two to remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for today. We recorded it this morning and it's read for us by Rachel.
Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Rachel. Now, here's today's reading. It comes from chapter 51 of the book of the prophet Isaiah. We recorded it this morning in St. John's, and it's read for us by Philip, our organist.
Isaiah 51, verses 1 to 6. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended.
I don't know what your favourite subject was at school. There's a fair chance that it wasn't grammar. If it was grammar, fabulous. If it wasn't, don't switch off, because we're about to do some grammar basics for the next few minutes. I was taught that a noun was a person, a place, or a thing, and that a verb was a doing word, and that an adjective described the noun. Now, if you're bored already, I've got some good news for you. You can forget nouns and adjectives completely, because I'm only interested today in the verbs, the doing words. I don't know what your image of God is like, or how you think God operates in the world. It's probably fairly true to say that many people believe that God takes us back or receives us into God's kingdom at the end of our earthly life. And I would subscribe to that. It's also perhaps common thought that God watches us or is aware of us as we move through this world. Again, I could subscribe to that belief. But if we only think about God in those ways, there's a temptation to see God as being out there somewhere, being rather passive. We've just had a very short reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Six verses, just six verses. And in those six verses, there were 50 verbs, 50 action words. Most of them describe God's action in our world. There are so many, I'm going to have to look at the passage in front of me in order to even give us an idea of the things that were going on. So through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord God says that God called Abraham, blessed Abraham, and made him many. We're told that the Lord will comfort God's people, Zion, and will comfort all the waste places and make her wilderness like Eden. We're not told that the Lord will sit back and hope that things go all right. This is a picture of a God actively bringing to birth the good things of life. We're told that joy and gladness will be found in God's people, that a teaching will go out from God and God's deliverance will happen. God will bring near the deliverance, that salvation has already gone out and that God will rule the peoples. And these are just some of the actions God has promised in this short passage. On the flip side, we're told that God's people also have a role to play. And as examples, we're told that God's people pursue righteousness. And God is speaking to those who actively seek the Lord, who look at the rock from which they were hewn. Our relationship with God is far from passive. It's very active indeed. And maybe this week, along with me, you might like to think of how you see God acting in the world and in your life. And maybe we should pay a bit of attention to the verbs that we should be using. What can we be doing in our discipleship to honour God and to take part in this very active process? Happy thinking. Truly an action-packed relationship and an action-packed reading. And so now we come to our time of intercession. We've already noted that the communication between YouTube and us live is not seemingly working as well as it should. But if you have someone or something on your heart, I'm going to invite you now to put it in the comments on YouTube, and we'll see if it comes through. We'll pray for your intention. If not, we'll look at it tomorrow and we'll keep our prayers in line with the things, the cries of your heart and the things that you have raised. But let us communally now bring the cries of our hearts before God, our Creator. Holy God, we give you thanks for this community of St. John the Baptist, located here in Cardiff. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives, and we thank you for one another. We pray for your world, O God, in this era of climate change. We pray for all those who are struggling for the failure of rain or the overly high temperatures. We pray for those who have too much water at an unseasonable time. We pray for those whose crops are failing or those who have no money to buy crops and food for themselves and their family. Hear us, O God, as we pray for peace in your troubled world. We pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, for the people who fear the power of powerful states. So we pray for the people of Taiwan and Hong Kong and Tibet and for the Uyghurs of China. We pray too for those who are mindful of the strength of the United States of America. So we pray for the people of Cuba and Venezuela, and we pray for the people of Greenland. We pray for the conflict in the Strait of Hormuz at the moment. So we pray for the people of Iran and the servicemen and women stationed by the United States in that waterway. Hear us, O Lord, as we commend to you Susan and Sylvia and Bibi and Emily, Marilyn and Abby and Rowan, who we pray that they may know you in their unwellness, that you may be with them in their troubles and difficulties, and that they may know your love as they get better from their ailments. We hold before you Glenys, whose sister Rosemary died and whose funeral is tomorrow. And we pray for Bjorn in Germany, and we commend his mother tenderly to your heavenly kingdom, O God. Hear us as we pray for the people of Venezuela, Colombia, Indonesia and Japan following the recent earthquakes, and all those affected globally by the wildfires. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask all of these prayers in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we say the Lord's Prayer together now in its more traditional version. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you very much for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John the Baptist located here in Cardiff. If you're able to join us at 5 o'clock each weekday afternoon, we say evening prayer online. It lasts around 15 minutes and takes place on Zoom. Let me know if you'd like to join us and I'll send you the links. This coming Friday, we have our usual Friday 12 noon Eucharist. And next week, as ever, we'll be at St. John's at 10 in the morning, on the live stream at 4, on the phone at 5, which is a service which is available 24 hours a day for the next 7 days, simply by dialing 029 20 101 565. That's 029 20 101 565. Simply dial the number and the service plays for you. However you join us, whenever you join us, whether you can get a message through or not, you're very much part of our community. And as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, thank you for being with us. We wish each and every one of you a safe, holy and blessed week. As ever, we're going to end with some photos. These were taken today at St. John's. We didn't have Heather, but finally I remembered that I needed to get my smartphone out. Go in the peace of Christ. Tu benedigiog chi.